That night, she wakened from a deep sleep a little after midnight and lay a minute trying to collect her faculties and explain to herself what she was listening to. At last, she discovered that it was the then-popular strains of The Maiden's Prayer floating up through the floor from the piano in the sitting room below. She jumped up, threw a shawl over her nightgown, and hurried downstairs, trembling. There was nobody in the sitting room. The piano was silent. She ran to Mrs. Dent's bedroom and called hysterically, "Emmeline! Emmeline!"
"What is it?"
asked Mrs. Dent's voice from the bed. The voice was stern, but had a note of consciousness in it.
Who was that playing the Maiden's Prayer in the sitting room on the piano?"
"I didn't hear anybody."
"There was someone."
"I didn't hear anything."
"I tell you, there was someone, but there ain't anybody there."
"I didn't hear anything."
"I did. Somebody was playing the Maiden's Prayer on the piano. Has Agnes got home? I want to know."
"Of course Agnes hasn't got home," answered Mrs. Dent with rising inflection. "Be you gone crazy over that girl? The last boat from Porter's Falls was in before we went to bed. Of course she ain't come."
"I heard you were dreaming."
"I wasn't. I was broad awake."
Rebecca went back to her chamber and kept her lamp burning all night.